Hello. Oh my goodness. I am just so giddy. I've had to record this so many times because I'm so excited that I keep messing up the words. But if you have been listening to the Work Life Glue podcast for a while, I'm sure this podcast looks a little different because it's called Homeschool Glue, but it still has my face on it and it still looks basically the same. If you clicked on it anyway, thank you. I promise you are in the right place. It looks different because I have rebranded, and today I'm going to be talking all about why and what this new launch and rebranding means moving forward. It's so much bigger than just a podcast and a name change, and I cannot wait to share with you the story. This is the first time as I'm sitting down to record this that I've actually uttered the words in some kind of public fashion. I've only shared it with a couple of close friends, my parents and my husband, and so it's scary, but it is so exciting, and I can't wait to get on the other side of the intro so that you guys can hear all about it. Glue. It's messy, it's sticky, it gets everywhere, but it's also really useful, just like the glue we need as homeschool moms to glue our chaotic, beautiful, and wonderfully messy days together with our children. I'm Sarah, homeschooling mom of three daughters, who is passionate about helping fellow homeschooling moms create intentional moments that act as glue, bringing entire families together. I create family-style resources for my business that can help act as the glue for your family, but I also share lots of ideas and encouragement here on this podcast. Whether you struggle with time management, overwhelm, or just exhaustion from all the hats you wear as a homeschool mom, I've got lots of simple ideas that can bring you from uninspired and tired to intentional and prepared. This homeschool life is a unique one that only fellow homeschool moms truly understand. I hope each episode leaves you inspired and ready to create a few moments to help glue your family together. Thanks for listening. Let's jump into it. So with that, welcome to the Homeschool Glue podcast. Why am I getting emotional? You guys, like anytime I'm like overwhelmed with excitement, I get emotional. So I'm going to try really hard not to cry during this podcast episode, but if I do, I'm sorry. I'm just very excited, and apparently that comes out of my tear ducts. It's annoying, but just stick with me. It sounds so weird to say homeschool glue. I have been work-life glue for so many years, and while that is really sad for me because I love that name, it means so much to my family, I have done so much with it, it just was time to change, and it's going to take my 30-something brain some time to adapt, so hopefully I don't say work-life glue, but know that I mean homeschool glue moving forward. I'm still keeping worklifeglue.com just in case, but everything from now on is homeschool glue, and it's going to maybe take me some time to get everything switched over. But if you go to homeschoolglue.com right now, you should see a shiny new brand new website, and my Instagram handle is getting changed over, and I'm just so excited. So bear with me and my giddiness. I want to pack a lot into this episode that just explains why I am changing, and it's so much bigger than just a name change. And I want to really share the mission behind this business, why I'm doing this, and kind of like the pillars that this new rebranding is going to stand on moving forward that I'm super passionate about, that God has laid on my heart over the last few years as I've become a homeschool mom, and that I've really just reflected on my whole life, and coming to this moment is really a full circle moment. So a few months ago, I was searching for homeschool curriculum, as we do as homeschool moms. Christmas ended and I was like, I want to plan next year. I'm so excited. I knew I wanted to do Kingdom, Kind Kingdom from Peaceful Press. And I knew I loved Playful Pioneers, but I also knew that I wanted to add a little bit more art in that was gentle and using things we have on hand, but to just really teach my kids the foundation of art as an actual like practice that they do. And I also wanted to add a little bit more science in, a little bit more, I don't know. I just felt like that's what I needed for my homeschool. It's something I really wanted to add a little bit more in. Those are included in Peaceful Press. She does a wonderful job with those, but I just wanted to add a little bit more in for my kids. So I went on a hunt. I found a good art curriculum, and I'll talk about that in a future episode when I talk about my choices for next year. But I was struggling for months to find the perfect science curriculum. I was looking for this curriculum. I had it in my head exactly what I needed. Okay, I wanted it to be affordable. I wanted it to be based on living books because I'm a huge follower of Charlotte Mason's philosophy on education. I wanted it to be family style. That's a huge thing to me, which I'll get into in this episode. I wanted it to be filled with really simple hands-on activities that my kids could deepen their learning with. And I wanted it to be really easy to implement. And I wanted it to follow a Charlotte Mason approach. And I wanted it to display good values. And I wanted it to include notebooking. Like, no big deal, right? That should be easy to find. Like, now that I say it, no wonder I couldn't find it. But I was like, this has to be out there. And maybe there is one out there, but I could not find it. I literally spent months looking. I started actually like looking for it in the fall of last year, just kind of looking around. And then as I got closer to January, I just kept looking and looking. And then during January, I just was like spending hours looking. And I'm like, I can't find what I'm looking for. I would find one that was like perfect. It had everything I wanted. It was based on living books. It had activities. It was easy. But then it would be like $300 or $400. And I'm like, yeah, no, not for one science. Like, my whole year curriculum is only $50. I'm not spending $300 because all the books would be included, which is awesome. But I can get those from the library. That just doesn't seem practical for our family. And then I would find one that was like great activities, but tons of worksheets, which is not Charlotte Mason. And then I would find one that had like great living books, but no activities. So I was just getting so frustrated. I'm like, this has to be out there. Why can't I find it? And I'm pretty well versed in a lot of Charlotte Mason curriculums and stuff like that. And I just could not find it. And all during this time, this like nagging little pestering thought kept popping up in my head, like, why don't you just create your own? And I would push it back and say, no, 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 I don't want to do that. That takes too much time. I have better things to do. I don't want to do this. And then, you know, after a few months and coming up short with nothing that was like the perfect curriculum in my mind, I kind of gave that thought some more weight and spent some time really thinking, like, what if I did create my own? What would that look like? Where would I start? Like, would I share it? Like, it just seems like a lot of work for somebody who's already talking about homeschooling to create it and then do nothing with it, when maybe a lot of other families are having the same struggle. They can't find certain types of curricula out there that follow these principles that are really easy and family style. Because that was the other thing. I would find one that's really great, but it was too advanced for my younger kids, or like wouldn't have activities that would reach them. And so it was like, you know, they have fourth grade and then they have first grade, and I wanted to do it family style. So I finally was like, okay, what if I just did this? What would that look like? And literally in one day, I had half a notebook full of ideas. I had a name. I was on, you know, it just literally poured out of me, which is why I'm like, it's been so hard to talk about, because I love sharing my ideas. I love sharing with people. I love helping people. It's what I've done for years online. It's not always been on the same topic, but I just love helping and sharing when I have an idea that I think could help people. And so keeping this under wraps has been like torture for me, but it really allowed me to fully pour myself in. I literally created this in 1 month. It oozed out of my pores. Like, it just came out of me, and I have so many more ideas that I cannot wait to share. So that is how homeschool glue came to be. I realized work-life glue really was something I felt like I had this wonderful name and I had to kind of pigeonhole myself into it. And it's, I love it, and I still love that name, but it just didn't really reflect everything that I talk about and want to talk about moving forward. So I changed it to homeschool glue. And with that, the meaning is just so beautiful to me. Like, I'm going to get emotional over a glue bottle, which seems dumb, but that idea came to me so many years ago. I just love the idea of, like, I started as marital glue and it changed to work-life glue. And now it's homeschool glue, because as dumb as it sounds, like, glue is messy, it's sticky, it gets everywhere, just like in my intro, but it also brings things together. And that's always been my mission, is to help bring marriages together and families together, and now a homeschool unit together. And that is what drew me to homeschool, was one of the things of many, but just being able to learn as a whole family is something I'm so passionate about, and something that not all curricula offer. And I get why, because kids are at different levels, but I love family style learning. I think we can learn so much from the different ages and different perspectives. And I love learning with my kids, and I want to help glue families together through things I share online for free, but also through resources that I sell for affordable prices. It's just something I am super passionate about and excited to share with the world. And so I created my very first resource, which I will share more about at the end. I don't want to get into it a ton, but I want to share kind of like my pillars or my principles that the whole homeschool glue business, brand, resources, all of that is built upon moving forward, because this is something, you know, anybody who buys from me or listens to me or watches my reels or any of that, like, obviously I like to be funny sometimes, but deep down, like, the heart of my business is all of the things I'm going to talk about moving forward. And I just wanted to share that, because when people bring a resource into their home, that's a very like personal thing. It connects with their kids. It like changes lives. Like, homeschooling, any education changes lives. And so I really wanted people to know where my heart is with anything I put out there online and what the foundation is. And if that doesn't jive with you, that's totally fine. There are so many other resources out there, but if this does jive with you, I hope you just know, like, I spend time praying about the resources. I spend time praying about the things I share. I really am super like hyper analytical about what I share and the messaging, because I try not to offend people, but I also want to spread truth and goodness and light and some humor from time to time, for levity and just to be relatable, because homeschooling is messy and it's not this beautiful thing all the time. So with that, I'm going to share what all of my new homeschool glue brand, business, resources, all of the above are centered on moving forward. So first and foremost, this business and brand is Christ-centered. And so saying that, not every single resource is going to talk about Jesus or have Bible verses or specifically have Christ teachings in them, because sometimes it just doesn't make sense, or, you know, we're really spending a lot of time talking about one area or diving deep. And so I don't want to say fluff, because obviously the Bible is not fluff. That's like the main pillar of my business. But I think I like when kids can make those connections sometimes too. And so a big Charlotte Mason principle is not to spoon feed our kids and to let them make connections. And so while not every resource will dive into the Bible or Christ teachings or overtly talk about Christian topics, they all are created with a purpose of helping kids see the beauty and wonder of our world, to see good values, good teachings through living books, and to instill the values, the Christian values, without it always being super overt. Because not every book is a Christian book that I'm going to use, but it has Christian values. And so literature resources that I pick, I will be looking at as a Christian mom, thinking like, does this go along with Christian values? And of course, some are just fun and don't go against Christian values, and that's great. But most books will be helping kids see the beauty of the world, if it's a science curricula guide, or helping kids see, you know, things people did in history and why some things are wrong and why some things are right. And I might not explain that, but they're going to see that through the story and make those connections themselves, which is way more powerful than me saying, well, according to the Bible, this says this is wrong. So just know that everything I do, I'm doing from a Christian perspective, and my whole business is very Christ-centered. Another thing, like I talked about earlier, most resources that I will be offering will be family style. Now, there are some amazing Charlotte Mason, or not even Charlotte Mason, there's amazing curricula out there that are not family style, and I totally understand why they do that. I loved Heart of Dakota. I used it for 2 years with my oldest. It is not family style, but I loved that curriculum. I think it's amazing. But I just found, as somebody who went through a horrific year last year with my dad having a horrible accident and not having a lot of time to homeschool, and then just seeing the beauty of all coming around the dining table in our family and seeing my 3-year-old and my 6-year-old and my 9-year-old all learning together, I just see the beauty of that. And for our family, we really love learning together. It saves time. It helps us see things from different perspectives. It's challenging to my younger. It's helping my older kind of look at things from her perspective, but also see things from a younger perspective. And I just really wanted a way to bring families together and act as the glue, because that's the name, Homeschool Glue. We're gluing our family together with intentional time together, learning with one another. And so while I, you know, will make these guides, I'll probably say like a lot of them will be, at least at the beginning, will be kindergarten through sixth grade. They will include things that are also geared towards even younger kids, and then extension activities for older kids. So it truly will be a family style curriculum if that's how you want it to be. And then also, I am a big follower of Charlotte Mason. So I really can't put together homeschool curriculum without it having that lens in mind, because I've read so many books about her. I'm working on starting her volumes to actually read those. And I'm so familiar. I've spent years in a book club talking about Charlotte Mason principles. We're in a Charlotte Mason co-op. So like everything I do, I think about from that perspective. And so while I am not Charlotte Mason and probably not a Charlotte Mason purist, I do really try to implement as much of her teachings and educational philosophy into everything I do. So for me, what that looks like, I was a former English teacher. I love literature. So it just makes sense that even before starting homeschooling, I fell in love with Charlotte Mason's teachings, because she really focuses on learning through living books and the power of that, and why those are so much better than just like factual textbooks. And there's a time and a place for supplemental things, of course, but the heart of what I put out there will be living books for all subjects. And I also really grew to see the importance of self-directed learning and self-directed education in kids, where we as the parents present the feast before them, and then they kind of take bites of things that are really the most interesting things for them. So my curricular resources spread that feast before them with lots of different things, but then what they really hold on to will be their decision. And so I do that through narration and notebooking, which I've read a lot about with Charlotte Mason as well. And it's helping kids really make those connections and figure out what they think is truly important. And it helps them retain information when they're invested in it. It helps them make those connections, and it helps them really absorb it versus like, let's memorize some facts about sea creatures or whatever. It's letting them decide what they find the most important. And it's definitely the opposite of spoon feeding your children. And so all of my resources are created with that in mind. Also, it was super important to me that my resources would be easy to implement. What has really drawn me away from some resources in the past is just how complicated they would be for me to implement. I would open up the teacher guide and go, I can't follow this. When I have a 3-year-old running around trying to color on furniture or dumping out kinetic sand, and then I have another daughter like asking questions, and then my older daughter's bored, like I need something that I can just open and go. And I didn't want to be putting out resources that would be really complicated. So because of this, as you'll see with my first resource that's up right now on homeschoolglue.com, I make these as easy to follow as possible with really nicely laid out book lists with links. And then in the daily and in the weekly grid, it's very laid out, super easy to follow. And then the daily lessons have both links to, if there's videos for the curriculum, I have links, but I also have QR codes. So you can use it digitally or you can use a printed version. And any video, or if there was like a song or a photo or something that you were supposed to look at, QR codes are included. So you can just easily pull those up on your phone or your tablet, or you can click them if you are on a, if you're not printing out the teacher's guides. I wanted to make this super easy that you can open and go. Of course, if it's like a science and you need some materials, there's really easy to follow lists to corral all of that ahead of time. But as far as the guides, very easy to implement and open and go, which is really important to me. So I talked about this a little bit already, but my resources are filled with living books. I am a former English teacher, English major. I am committed to using high quality living books in my resources, Maybe you're wondering, what are living books? You don't know a lot about Charlotte Mason. Living books are high quality books with good values and morals that tell stories to children for their subjects, instead of learning through like a textbook that says, like, in 1842, this happened, and then here are some facts and a chart. It's more of like, let's actually become, you know, look into the, be the eyes and ears and feet of the people and go through that life, that story, and learn what their motives were and why they did what they did. And, you know, all subjects we can learn through living books, which is really, really cool. And I've seen myself firsthand as somebody who thought she didn't like history in school because I hated learning through textbooks. I was like, I can't understand war. I need to like see it. I don't understand what they're talking about with these battles. And then like I watch Hamilton, which obviously is not a book, but it's a play, and I was sucked in. And same with some of the books I've read with my kids about, you know, the pilgrims coming to America and the whole journey. It was so much more vivid in my mind. I've retained so much more of that information, and I've appreciated it so much more reading about it through perspective of the actual pilgrims. So those are living books. Charlotte Mason said, quote, "Children should have the joy of living in far lands, in other persons, in other times, a delightful double existence. And this joy they will find, for the most part, in their storybooks. Their lessons too, history and geography, should cultivate their conceptive powers. If the children do not live in the times of his history lesson, be not at home in the climate his geography book describes, why these lessons will fail of their purpose." And she also says, "A well-written, engaging narrative crafted by an author deeply passionate about the subject, living books invite readers to do more than memorize facts. They encourage thinking, feeling, and a genuine engagement with the material. In essence, they transform the learning process into an exciting adventure," end quote. And what's more beautiful than that? So I incorporate living picture books, living chapter books, with some supplemental resources in there as well, but they're all very fun and interesting and build upon what we are learning. My next principle that I have been really focused on is incorporating hands-on learning. And now this may not be fully Charlotte Mason, but just based on how she feels about getting out in nature and really experiencing what you're learning about natural history and things like that, I don't know. I think it's important for kids to have activities that can really deepen the learning. Not like fluff things just for the sake of it, but things to help deepen their learning, especially for things they may not be able to observe in their actual day-to-day life. Like, for example, in Seashore Science, which is my first guide, not every child lives by the ocean. For example, me. I live in Minnesota. I have lots of lakes, but I can't see a lot of the creatures in that book firsthand. And so I like having some activities kids can do to really learn some of the concepts with all their senses versus just reading about them, which reading about them is awesome, but I think we can take it even further sometimes when it makes sense. And so I like to incorporate hands-on activities as well whenever it makes sense. And these activities, like everything that I offer, will be simple to set up using things you mainly have on hand, affordable, easy to implement, and things you can do as a whole family. And then, as I kind of mentioned before, my curricula guides will have be built upon the idea of self-directed learning and notebooking. So Charlotte Mason, I just read The Living Page, which dives deep into this whole idea of notebooking, and it really spoke to me and just furthered my belief in this, and that Charlotte Mason writes a lot about how parents and teachers should provide the resources for kids, good quality living books and resources for our children. But then it's the children's job to take and digest what is put in front of them. So we don't offer multiple choice tests of what we think they should be learning or worksheets with blanks that they have to fill out and we know the exact answer. What we really want is real learning, which is not just memorizing. It's like I talked about earlier, it's making connections, forming relationships between different subjects, and seeing how the whole world kind of fits together. It's not like geography is not completely separate from science, which is not completely separate from math. Like, all of our subjects really go together. And that's a beautiful thing when kids can make those connections and we're not the ones making them for them. And we learn a lot through our kids through this as well. So Charlotte Mason did a lot of this self-directed learning through the use of notebooking and narration, which go hand in hand. So narration is the act of telling back what you learned. So for example, if you're reading a chapter from Little House on the Prairie, you would ask your child, like, what happened in that chapter? And you just let them fill in what they remember. And this is so hard if you've ever tried it as an adult, but it's also so good at really helping you recall information. It helps create like connections in your brain between the neurons so that you will actually remember it. And then you can start making connections literally on like a brain level. You're making connections between what you learn and it's going to help you retain it a lot. And so using notebooking can help you do the narration, and by not just saying it, but writing it, also is very powerful, and then drawing. And so the notebooking that I will offer in my guides will be, kind of scaffolded for different ages. So I might have coloring pages for the really little kids who are still kind of learning how to color and draw to kind of model this whole idea. And then there'll be guided lines for them so that either if they can write on their own, they could write, or mom or dad, whoever, can write for them, whatever they dictate. But then as kids get older, you know, the pictures go away and they're going to be the ones figuring out what pictures to draw. Like, for example, if we were learning about hermit crabs, they might draw, you know, they might choose, you know, you might have a few different kids who choose to draw different things because they're the ones deciding, self-directing, you know, what stood out to them the most. So for example, hermit crabs, you might have one child want to draw the anatomy of a hermit crab and then write about it. You might have another child who thinks it was super cool to see a video about the hermit crabs lining up to change shells. So they might draw that and then explain that. Or you might have a child who's super interested in shells and the different types of shells. And so they're going to draw different types of shells and label them and write about that. All from the same lesson, all good, valuable information, but they're the ones directing what they find valuable and what they notebook about. And so that's something very important to me that I include as well in my resources. Lastly, I really want to hit this home because as a type A, I was going to say neurotic, probably not the best word to use to sell curriculum, but if you're a type A, I think you can understand where I'm coming from. When I have a guide, I want to follow it exactly. And I feel I've gotten better over time, but I like to check the boxes. And Charlotte Mason is not about checking the boxes. And homeschooling is not about checking the boxes. It's about ongoing learning for life. And so I really want to encourage everyone in any of my guides, any of my resources that I provide the Feast, a very robust curriculum guide, but you choose as the parent, you know, you choose what dishes you want to partake in with your family. So if that means life is kind of chaotic and you don't want to include the videos, don't include the videos. If you don't like that picture book, don't include that picture book. If you want to read two chapters that day and do something else the next day, you can do that. I provide the feast. You decide, you know, how you want to arrange it and what dishes you want to partake in. And I want to give people the power that that's okay. I really wanted to offer a lot and allow people to scale back so that I find that's better than not having enough. And then you have to like supplement mine with something else, which you also can do if you want. But I didn't want people to feel like there's not enough there to chew on, pun intended. So just keep that in mind. I provide the feast. You choose what dishes you want your family to partake in. And maybe you allow your kids to do that as well. So I don't want to take a lot of time talking about my first resource, and I'm working on many others, but you can definitely head over to homeschoolglue.com to check it out. It's called Seashore Science. I also have a lot on Instagram going up with this podcast and will, moving forward, spread that out here and there over on my account there so that you can get a better sense of what it is. But Seashore Science is a science curriculum guide that I created based on the Seashore Book for Children by Thornton Burgess. I read his chapter books with my oldest daughter for first grade, fell in love. And so we ended up reading the Seashore book over the summer. And basically that is what I have taken, is what we did that summer, and kind of made it even more robust, made it really open and go, and also created a really cool concept that I'm really proud of called Summer Scholae, which I will share a lot more about. But basically, I thought it would be fun for homeschooling families or non-homeschooling families, if they're home with their kids over the summer and maybe they don't do homeschool over the summer, or they just want like a lighter curriculum, or families who don't homeschool over the summer but want to do some extra learning, they can do the Summer Scholae version. So I have two different schedules on here. I have the Summer Scholae, which is a play on summer school, but way more fun. And so you can do 4 lessons a week for 10 weeks. There's 40 lessons to go along with each chapter of the Seashore book, and do it that way over a summer. And it will take, you know, 15 minutes to 45 minutes to an hour if it's an activity day, but pretty short and sweet. And obviously, if you don't want to do the activities, you don't have to. Or you can use it as a half year schedule and do 2 lessons a week for 20 weeks, or make up your own schedule. That's fine too. But I include 2 in the guide. That's super easy to follow. When you're looking at the weekly grids, you know exactly what lessons to do depending on what schedule you're following. And the Seashore book is an amazing living book where you follow Danny Meadow Mouse and Jimmy Skunk and Reddy Fox, and you get to meet sea creatures and learn about the different elements of the ocean and how it all works through the perspective of an animal who doesn't live in the ocean. And so it's just really fun to get to read the descriptions and kind of guess what they're talking about. The chapters are really short, so they don't take a long time, and they're super sweet and great for so many ages. I love reading them, and I'm in my 30s. And so every lesson is based upon a chapter from that. I add additional readings from 2 different ocean anatomy books to help dive deeper. So for the example of hermit crabs, if we're reading about a hermit crab in the Seashore book, then we learn about hermit crabs in ocean anatomy book, which also has drawings and facts to, you know, kind of deepen the learning. And then we will watch a video on YouTube that I've watched and is wholesome and good. And that will dive into, you know, how hermit crabs line up to change shells, because I think actually seeing it for something like this is really, really helpful for kids. Even though there are amazing illustrations and pictures in the Seashore book, I just think it's even more fun. And we have that available, which Charlotte Mason did not, which is video. And then I include vocabulary cards for getting to know things like high tide, low tide, mud flats, sandbars, marshes, the differences between oceans and lakes and streams and rivers and things like that. And they're beautiful and can be displayed in your homeschool room or just used in the curriculum to teach your kids. And then notebooking. So you get the teacher guide, the vocabulary cards, and 3 different versions of the notebook, all digitally. You can print yourself, or if you want to use them digitally, you can. And so the youngest kids, like I said earlier, have a picture, a coloring page for their notebook. And then the older kids have different line styles and blank pages, so they can fill those out and help them retain what they're learning. So I will have a link to that in the show notes if you guys are interested. I have a ton of information and pictures, and I also have a link to try 4 lessons for free so you can get a sense of what it actually looks like and get to see how easy it is to implement and see if it'll work well for your family. So there is a blog as well with the launch of this website. So it's all at homeschoolglue.com, and I will be posting about different topics over there as well as doing the podcast and sharing on Instagram. So I won't just be talking about my resources. I'll still be putting out lots of free content about homeschooling and intentional motherhood and time management and all those kinds of things, in all the different places. So I would love if you would follow me on Instagram at homeschoolglue.com, or sorry, at homeschoolglue. I did not, you know, make a new Instagram. I just changed the name. So if you're already were following me at Work Life Glue, you'll still be following me at homeschoolglue. And that I will still share behind the scenes homeschool tips, intentional motherhood inspiration, funny homeschool reels from time to time. And I've been doing a few controversial takes on homeschooling that have people fighting in the comments, and it's kind of fun. So if you want to help defend homeschooling, you can get in on those comments. It's usually respectful, but I found it pretty fun to talk with other teachers and parents who are against homeschooling. So follow me over there if you want to help with that. But I just appreciate you guys so much. If you've gotten to the end, even if you don't buy anything for me, if you share it or even just check it out, it would mean so much to me. I really feel like my whole life has gotten me to this point, and it just feels like what I meant to be sharing. And I will definitely still share about working and homeschooling and the balance, but I didn't want to just be talking about that. I wanted to talk about so much more. And so this really helps me be able to do that. So thank you so much. I appreciate every one of you. Happy homeschooling, and I will talk to you soon. Thank you for stopping by my little cozy home here on the internet. I pray this podcast episode blessed your life and helped encourage you. I would appreciate so much if you would leave a rating and review, and why not share this episode with a friend while you're at it. Make sure you follow me over on Instagram at homeschoolglue for lots of other intentional motherhood and homeschool tips and encouragement, and some funny memes in there. And as always, happy homeschooling. I'll talk to you soon. Have a good day.